It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 21st of December, the 355th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and so the countdown starts. 10 more days until we ring in a new year. Thanks to everyone who sent in their New Year resolutions and wishes. We have a great show lined up for you on the 4th of January, hosted by two young stars, my daughter Mathilde and Paul's son Ruben. Now that you won't want to miss. But before we get started, there's another holiday not to be missed now, isn't there?
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows when you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Little toy horns, little toy drums, Rudy toot toot and rummy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town. Little toy dolls that cuddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land town all around the Christmas tree. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is packing up his sleigh with gifts for all the good little boys and girls, and the not-so-little boys and girls, too. Have you been good this year? Will you be terribly spoiled by jolly old Saint Nick? I'm sure you will. I hope I am. You just heard the 1934 song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, still a Christmas classic, performed by Johnny Bregar.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Before we get started, I'm sure you'll join me in a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club member, Himanshu Mukherjee from West Bengal, India. Welcome, Himanshu. If you'd like to be a member of the general RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries. And if you win, you'll receive a premium prize.
This is the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
There's lots to look forward to on today's show, but first...
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, 'cause it's time for the quiz. Paris Photo, the largest international art fair dedicated to photography, is held every November at the magnificent Grand Palais. RFI English journalist Isabelle Martinetti went along to see what she could see and wrote an article for us. Paris Photo Fair focuses on photo books and their publishers. You are to reread Isabelle's article and send in the answers to these questions. What is the name and nationality of the photographer who won the first book prize at this year's Paris Photo Fair? The answer is, to quote Isabelle, the first book prize was awarded to Taiwanese photographer Tsai Ting Bang from Born from the Same Root, a self-published work awarded with a $10,000 cash prize. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question, what do you like to eat in the winter? Why? Which was suggested by Litten Hisan Mia from Naugaon, Bangladesh. You'll hear the answers later in the listener's corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are... RFI Listener's Club member Dipita Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Dipita is also the winner of this week's bonus question. She wrote, when I visit my mother in winter, I'm often feted with a gajar ka halwa, a kind of carrot pudding, which is a popular Indian sweet dessert in winter as carrots are in plenty. Carrots contain vitamin A, which help the immune system. Anyone can make this simple recipe. Just mix grated carrots in full cream milk. Let it simmer. Add sugar and sprinkle with nuts and raisins. Serve while hot for a delicious meal.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Indeed it does. Congratulations, Dipita, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Ferhat Bizazel, the president of the Butterflies Club Ain Kachera in West Skikta, Algeria, and Zahir Ayaz, who's a member of the NAS Radio France and Internet Fan Club in Faisalabad, Pakistan. There's also RFI Listeners Club member Shaira Hosenmo from Kishoreganj, Bangladesh, and last but not least, RFI English listener Sadman Shihabur Rahman from Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. On our latest International Report podcast, RFI English journalist Melissa Shimam focuses on a series of 22 short films produced by Gazan filmmakers. As Melissa noted, and I quote, the films aim to share the voices of people living through the conflict in Gaza, offering a glimpse into their fears, dreams, and hopes. Entitled From Ground Zero, the 112-minute collection is presented as a feature film in two parts and has been selected to represent Palestine at the Oscars in March of 2025. The project was made possible by the Mash Harari Fund for Gaza Filmmakers, which was created in 2023 by Palestinian filmmaker Rashid Mash Harari. I want you to listen to Melissa's 15 December International Report podcast, Gaza's Powerful War Narratives Make Their Way to the Oscars, and answer me this. What are the names of three of Mahshahari's films, and in which years were they produced? Again, listen to Melissa's 15 December International Report podcast, Gaza's Powerful War Narratives Make Their Way to the Oscars, and send in the names of three of Mahshahari's films and in which years they were produced. You'll find our International Report podcast, produced by Melissa, as well as the article she wrote on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question is, what would your fantasy road trip be like? It doesn't have to be in a car, by the way. It could be on a boat, a train, a horse, hiking. Where would you go? What would you like to see? What would your fantasy road trip be like? Do you have a bonus question idea? Send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. You have until the 27th of January to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 1st of February to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, Ms., Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to English.service at rfi.fr. That's English.service at rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
And now more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week was, what do you like to eat in the winter? Why? The question was suggested by Litten Hissan Mia from Naugaon, Bangladesh. Hot and spicy were the overwhelming answers. As M. Ganison wrote, during winter, people always like to eat the heat. For Mr. Ganison, it's ven pongal, especially for breakfast. A South Indian dish also called ghee pongal, Mr. Ganison explains, ven pongal is made with rice, split yellow mung dal, cumin, ghee, ginger, pepper, and curry leaves. During the Tamil month of Margasi, in most parts of Tamil Nadu, the Hindu temples will offer ven pongal as prasad, food cooked for devotees, in the early morning after prayers. Arna Tim is in for spicy foods and hot drinks, as he wrote, and so is Helmut Matt. He wrote hot food, especially cooked with red-hot chili peppers from our garden. It warms you up and tastes delicious. Malik Abed Hussein Kokar gets his heat from ginger and chili. This is what he wrote. In winter, I really like to eat sweet potato soup with ginger and chili. This soup combines the sweetness of the potato and the spiciness of ginger and chili in equal measure. The spices and the vitamin A strengthen the immune system, which is just right for the cold season. And then there's chicken. Radhakrishna Pillai's favorite winter food is, as he wrote, kozi pori chatu, or Kerala-style fried chicken. It's nice and crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. The chicken is marinated with a ginger garlic paste, fennel seeds, chili powder, and lots of curry leaves. The chicken is then deep fried in coconut oil. Yum! This southern girl is nuts for fried chicken, but we eat it all year long, even at summer picnics. Jayanta Chakrabarty is a fan of chicken in the winter, too. He wrote, a bowl of hot chicken stew with gravy broth and richly sprinkled with beans, carrots, and peas, and eaten with crusty bread is the perfect food for winter. It not only is a feast for my taste buds, but keeps my body warm and comfortable. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar sent a list of his favorite things to eat in the winter. Roasted sweet potatoes, me too, Sultan. Hot beans or lentils, turmeric milk, yogurt or curd, hot tea or coffee, and a variety of soups. We'll close with John Yime Sande Touré, who chided me for a question not everyone can answer. John lives in Sierra Leone, and he wrote, "Some of us are not living in a country that has winter where snow falls. We only know about the Harmattan that carries cold wind from the Sahara." Sorry, John. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, what would your fantasy road trip be like? Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
Hello, I'm Ras Franz Mankongogo, RFI Club member from Kemugemba, Tarime Mara, Tanzania. My greetings to all of my fellow listeners in East Africa, India, and all over the world. My message is make big babo, but not trouble.
Before we go, it's time for us to start planning for World Radio Day 2025, which is on the 13th of February. We'll have a big celebration, of course, with your short recorded messages to all your friends in Radioland. So start preparing now. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday, the 28th of December, for a special program, a This I Believe essay from RFI Club member Helmut Matt from Herzbullheim, Germany. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with a 16th century French Christmas carol from Provence, Un Flambeau, Jeannette Isabelle, or Bring a Torch, Jeannette Isabelle. The music is attributed to Niccolo Saboli and the lyrics to Émile Blémont. It's also the first French Christmas carol I learned when I was in high school French, so I have an exceptionally soft spot for it in my heart. It's a charming song. It tells the story of two milkmaids of Bethlehem, Jeannette and Isabel, who go to milk the cows in the morning and find Jesus asleep in the hay. The two girls run into town to announce the birth of the Christ, and the townspeople come with their torches to see the baby Jesus and his mother, Mary. This performance is by Les Petits Chanteurs de Mont-Royal. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to you all next week.